Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Castaway, BBC 3, BBC 1, they're all on an island just off the coast of New Zealand. And a while ago, we offered one Radio 1 listener the chance to join the existing group of castaways on the Great Barrier Island. We are now down to the final four. You can check out the contenders and you can vote for your favourite on my pages at Radio 1 online. Just follow the links. Right, so we've got four people. One of these will be on the island with the rest of the castaways. We've got Alex. He's a great entertainer, but a bit down on his luck. We've got Catherine. She's bubbly, she's from Wales, and she's not afraid to speak her mind.
Sorry.
And we've got Lawrence.
I realised my mic was up there.
Lawrence is fashion-obsessed and can't live without his hair tongs. And Rabina is on the lookout for a man. So we've got Alex, Catherine, Lawrence and Rabina. We called all the four finalists yesterday, apart from Lawrence, who would not pick up his phone. So we've not spoken to him. Sorry, Lawrence. So we called up pretending to be from the Castaway production office, just to check a few things through and just to see how entertaining they would be if they were to get on television. I pretended to be Jeremy Pink from the Castaway office, and Laura was Becky Thistletwat, also from the Castaway office. So here we are calling Alex, first of all. Right. Let's see what he'd get up to if he was on the island.
Hiya.
Hi, is that Alex?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Becky here from BBC Castaway office. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Just a few questions to ask from that I'm phoning all of the finalists today just to get a bigger picture.
Okay.
Obviously, we're looking at getting some bigger audience figures at the moment. So we've had a few production meetings this morning, and one of the things that has come up is that would you be prepared to get naked? It wouldn't be just you. It'd be quite funny and quite tastefully done.
What, so on the island, like?
Yeah. It wouldn't be just you. The other islanders would have their clothes.
Oh, no, yeah. I've got no problem with that. I thought you just wanted me to, like, go on telly and strip. No, that's fine. I don't mind things like that. I just sound a little bit sordid and seedy. No, that's cool. I wouldn't have any problem with that. No, not at all.
Right, so that's good. No problem with that at all. So that's a big tick in the box there for Alex, if you want to vote for him. Then Laura asked if he would go a bit further than that.
And the other thing is that in the meeting this morning, another thing that arose was that there's been no real love interest in the show so far. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
I am in a relationship, yeah.
Is that a long-term thing?
Yeah, it is. No, I definitely wouldn't do anything like that over there, I'm afraid.
How about if the situation was to be mocked up or sort of, because they can do so much, they can edit things to look a certain way?
To be honest, I've been with my girlfriend for 7 years.
So what about the possibility of a romantic connection with a guy? Is that completely out of the question?
I'm afraid, no, I don't swing that way, I'm afraid.
Would it not, it would still count, right?
Pardon? Definitely, I'm totally not anything like that, I'm afraid.
Right, so getting off with a bloke, that doesn't count as cheating, does it? So he's got a girlfriend, he's not going to cheat on her, and it doesn't count, apparently, getting off with a bloke. Yeah. Mm. Now she asks him how controversial he would be.
We thought that we could do with a bit of controversy in the show.
Right.
I don't know if you're aware of what happened with Big Brother recently.
About the racism and whatnot.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
We thought if we could get our finalists to maybe say a few controversial things, possibly some racist remarks. It's up to you.
Right.
I don't know how we're up for it. Right.
Not sure there.
Would Alex be racist, though, just to get on television?
It wouldn't even have to be racism that that you could sort of throw into the mix. It could be sexism could be homophobic. You know, just something to get people riled and get the debate going outside of the show.
Right.
Is that something you think that you could do?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know if I'm the kind of person who would go over there and be like, oh, I'm not taking orders from you because you're a woman. Okay. Not racism, though.
Okay, well, I'll put you down as a maybe then.
Yeah.
Right, is he saying that he will be racist on television or not?
I think he's saying he can do sexist, but not racist.
Not racist, all right, cool. Well, there we are. We've got a clearer picture of Alex now. He wants to be on the island on Castaway.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, are you ready for this?
Yeah. I've got good news and bad news about this, actually, for both you and Laura. The good news for you both is that in the box of the little nippers that we bought, one of them is broken.
Right.
So it can't be set. So you've only got 18 as opposed to 19 mousetraps. So it's Mousetrap Minefield. You've got to be blindfolded, Laura, and then you've got to get from one end of the studio to the other without getting stuck in one of the mousetraps.
Are you guys going to guide me?
No. And the bad news is, you know how I was saying yesterday that these are called little nippers and therefore they'll only give you a nip and it'll be all right?
I don't think that's true.
The box that all the mousetraps came in, their slogan is, the last thing it does is nip.
Oh, good.
So you could be in trouble.
Right, so Laura is now having a blindfold put on her. And then she has got thick socks on. Please don't try this at home.
No. So I go around twice.
She now has to walk across the studio, not seeing where she's going, and try and avoid the mousetraps. Okay.
And also, Laura, I know you've got your thick socks on, but don't fall over. And if you do fall over, keep your...
Oh, God, that would really hurt.
What? One attached to a boobie.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Well, don't want you to fall over, go chest first into a mousetrap, that's all.
I didn't think about my boobs, I just thought about my fingers.
Okay, it's Mousetrap Minefield on Radio 1. Good luck, Laura. Right.
You're pointing the right way, so in your own time.
Shall I go fast or slow?
Well, you're the first one to do it, so, you know, there's no technique done before.
I might just run for it.
No, don't run.
You're going to have to take a step at some point, Laura. Come on.
We are filming this on video. You'll be able to watch it at some point.
They look like very thick socks. If you don't start, I'm going to take a sock off.
Come on.
I've started.
Come on, walk.
Oh! Oh! Mind your head, you're going to hit the telly.
You only just miss one, then.
Ow. That was on your heel. So that was one on each toe and one on your heel.
You're
I can't
through.
Tell whether you're crying or not because of the blindfold. Oh, you are.
Oh, God.
There's one still on my spine.
You ready to do it?
No, I'm really not. National Radio 1. So, Castaway, we've got four finalists, all of them Radio 1 listeners, all of them want to be on the island and on TV, but how much do they want it? We spoke to Alex, you can vote for him now online. He would go naked, he wouldn't cop off with anybody because he's got a girlfriend of 7 years, but he would do a bit of mild sexism, not racism, that's where he draws the line. Right, next we're going to speak to Catherine. We did this yesterday. This is me as Jeremy Pink. She's the bubbly one from Wales who will speak her mind if you let her. Mm. It didn't get off to a brilliant start because I got her name wrong.
Hello.
Hello, can I speak to Catherine, please?
Catherine,
sorry.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Catherine. It's Jeremy Pink. I'm a researcher in the Castaway office in London.
Oh, right, hiya.
Right. So that's not good, is it, really?
She doesn't sound very happy with you.
No. But let's find out how happy she is to get her kit off. Would you be prepared to go naked on the show?
No.
Right. Because the producers have suggested that they might confiscate some clothes from everybody, not just you, as kind of ruse to get a few more viewers.
Well, some clothes would be fine.
Pardon?
Some clothes would be fine, but I wouldn't want to go absolute starkers.
Right, so should I put that down as a no, then?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, because...
What about topless?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, right, I'll put that there. Right, so topless is fine.
There are two things there. Was it you or her on the wine?
She was on the wine, yeah. Right.
And secondly, I've never sounded so nervous than when we ask a girl to take her clothes off. You really were stumbling and mumbling everywhere.
I am going to dance around the houses a bit, aren't I?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this one. It gets even worse. Have you got a boyfriend at the moment?
Yeah.
Right. Is that kind of set in stone or...?
In what sense?
Well, like... just because... just that we do need some romance on the show. I mean, feel free to say no, but if you were to win, let's say, would you be prepared to get off with somebody?
If I was to...
Even if it was just for the cameras, because, like, we can edit stuff around. I mean, is there any islander that's on there at the moment that maybe takes your fancy a bit? What about Alistair?
Yeah, like, Alistair's quite nice. Like, yeah. I probably wouldn't say no, but I wouldn't just jump down his throat.
Okay. Yeah. like I said, we can edit it around. I mean, even if we could film you with, like, your head bobbing up and down a bit, that would be enough. We could edit around it.
Right, okay. Okay, yeah.
It's all in the suggestion rather than anything, you know, graphic.
Okay, right, okay. Yeah.
Oh, she sounds like she's up for that, doesn't she?
We can edit your head bobbing up and down a bit.
When kissing, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Now let's find out exactly how far she would go. How much does she want to be on television? This is the clincher. Would you be prepared to crawl inside the carcass of a dead moose?
Crawl inside the carcass of a dead moose?
Mm.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to stay in it, yeah, like, to get something, yeah, but not, I wouldn't stay in there and I wouldn't be prepared to be roll, you know, I don't know.
Is that a maybe or a yes?
Yeah, more than possibly.
Right, so more than possibly she would crawl inside the carcass of a dead moose, but only if she could get something. Well, what are we going to put in there?
Alistair.
So, already you've heard from Alex. He would go naked. He wouldn't cop off with anybody. Bit of mild sexism here and there is fine. And that was Catherine, the bubbly girl from Wales. She would go topless. She wouldn't say no to copping off with anybody. And she definitely would crawl inside the carcass of a dead moose. That's how much they want to be on this show. But what would the other girl do to get on Castaway?
Ribena.
Yeah. You will want to hear this.
It's really?
Truly astonishing. That's coming soon. BBC Radio 1 podcast. So, in the time that I've been doing the Moyle show, I have had to fall off a treadmill and kiss a granny, and now I've got to walk through a minefield of mousetraps, lethal mousetraps.
Have you enjoyed these 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Apart from this, yeah.
Okay.
I get really nervous.
It'll be fine.
Why don't you do any of them?
Because...
Seriously, I've got a real issue about this.
Have you?
Yes.
Because I have various medical ailments, and that means that a lot of these things I can't do.
That's rubbish, though, isn't it, really?
No. I have torn a hamstring. I've got a verruca. What else? What else did I come up with to get out of something? Coleslaw, yeah.
Right, so...
All those kind of things.
The mousetraps have been reset...
And, luckily for you, there's one less than there was when Laura did it, so you only have 17 to try and walk through.
But there's not a very big space.
No. So are you going to come over here now?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a blindfold? Do you want to blindfold him, Laura?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Just come round here.
Have you got your big socks on?
Yes.
Right. So you got Laura's thick monkey socks on, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Make sure you tie the blindfold tight, Laura.
It's got a big head.
I know.
Oh, no.
Can you see anything, Scott?
Ow.
Are you sure? Wow, that is tight. Are you sure you can't see anything?
Uh-huh.
So you've got Laura's pink scarf around you. Laura, just spin him round a second or move him a little bit.
Oh, right. Head,
right. In your own time, Scott. Laura, point
Scott,
him... Don't point him towards the door. Point him... Right.
Okay.
Don't push me.
Have you started?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing really well. You need to go quicker than that, though.
Come on.
Ah! Ow!
Yes, you've only taken 5 steps. Move to your right, otherwise you're going to hit the television.
Shaking.
Oh, you're doing really well. You've just passed about 5.
Yeah. Come on.
I can feel it on my feet.
Come on! You're just shoving them along.
Ow! Ah! Ow!
Oh, you're having a bad run here. That's three on the trot you've trod on. Nearly at the end. Nearly at the end. Nearly at the end. Oh, that just nipped your heel.
Ah, get off the
You're toe. There. You got one stuck at... Well, I'm sure you know this because you can feel it, but you got one stuck on your toe. Are you all right?
No.
Do you want the blindfold off so you can see what you're doing? Are you going to come out? Are we playing The View next?
Yes.
All right, okay. Shall I hit...
off my toe.
All right, well, you do that. National.
Radio 1. Castaway is on at the moment on BBC Three and BBC One. They're all on an island, Great Barrier Island, just off the coast of New Zealand. And we are sending one Radio 1 listener in there to spice it up a bit. We have called up all the four finalists who you can now vote for on the Castaway website. Best thing to do is go to my pages at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and then if you click on the Castaway bit, you can choose between Alex, Lawrence, Catherine and Robina as the Radio 1 listener that goes on the island to make up the final islander. Now, we've called them all up yesterday, apart from Lawrence, who wouldn't answer his phone, so we haven't spoken to him.
Did you leave him a message?
We did, but he didn't call us back. So, if you have a look at the website, make your own mind up about Lawrence. It's quite easy to get the gist of him fairly quickly.
He's flamboyant, fun-loving and sensitive.
Yeah, he can't live without his hair tongs.
I'd have guessed at him being flamboyant.
That's Lawrence. Now, Alex, we called him earlier. Just running a few things by them, pretending to be from the Castaway production office to see how up for it they are. Now, we got out of Alex that he would go naked, but he's got a girlfriend, so he won't get off on anybody. But he would think about being a bit sexist to get viewers. But he draws the line at racism, Chopper.
Yeah.
Then we spoke to Catherine, who won't go naked, but she will go topless. She'll pretty much get off with anybody, especially Alistair, and is quite happy to crawl into the carcass of a dead moose, which is one of the questions. I don't quite know where that came from. Is that a scene from Freddy Got Fingered?
I don't know
where that came from. Right, I think you're going to like this next girl. She's one of the four finalists. Her name is Robina, okay? Mm. She didn't mind at all when Jeremy Pink from the Castaway production office got her name wrong at all.
Hello,
is that Robina?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, Robina. It's Jeremy Pink here from the Castaway office.
Hi, Jeremy.
See, her name's Robina, but I said Robina, and she said, yes, it is. That's me. Right. Now, you know I said I wasn't that good at asking girls about taking their clothes off?
Yeah.
Here I am again. The first one that I've got here is, if we needed you to, would you be prepared to, on the show, go naked?
Possibly. Can I just, like, does it have to be yes or no, or can it be, like, a potential?
Yeah, I mean, what about if we said topless?
Oh, yeah, I'll probably go topless, yeah.
Right, okay.
I've no problem with that, if I did it on holiday anyway.
You're sounding really nervous there, aren't I?
You are, really. You just can't get your words out when you want to ask that question.
Okay.
Swallow.
Listen carefully to this next bit. They're saying they need some romance on the show as well, because there's not really any going on at the moment. Now, feel free to say no, but if you were to win, would you get off with somebody?
I'd get off with a girl, probably.
With a girl, yeah?
Because I've got a boyfriend, yeah, so it wouldn't mean as much if I got off with a girl.
Okay. What, I mean, is there any...
if they were up for it as well.
Yeah, okay, so that's right. Okay, how far would you be prepared to go with that?
Probably just a snark, I don't know, playful grope or something.
All right, cool. Right, so if you'd like to vote for Robina, then she's on the website as well. You can vote for her to go on the Castaway Island.
You were stammering again there, weren't you? I think we might have found our winner.
And then the famous moose question rears its head again but goes a bit wrong. Would you be prepared to crawl inside the carcass of a dead moose?
This is Scott Mills, isn't it?
Okay. It is Scott Mills, by the way. Oh, well, you sound like you're up for all sorts. They should get...
If not, I'll wear that moose carcass and make love with you, Scott.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Oh, Scott, I love you. I think you're fabulous. Aww.
Right. So there's an offer for me.
Climb inside a dead moose with her.
I don't know what to say. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.